Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Earlier today before the show, I went into the French Quarter on Bourbon Street, and I did a video. And it was like 10:30, so, I mean, there weren't many people there. But there were a lot of delivery trucks bringing in the beer, and bringing in supplies for everybody. You know, New Orleans is moving into phase 3.2. So bars are going to be a little more open. Businesses can have more people in them. There are still restrictions, but things are opening up a little bit in New Orleans, a little bit more. I'm going to go back to that same spot later. And I'll do another video from the same spot. I think the quarter is going to be crowded this weekend. Just the hint that more is opening up is going to be a very positive thing for businesses in the quarter. All right, I'm Scoot. I'm not sure what happened there. Another disconnect. I think the Russians are involved in this. I think the Russians are trying to interrupt our show sometimes. I'm at my home studio in my apartment in downtown New Orleans, and sometimes we lose, every once in a while, we lose a connection with the home studio back at the building on Poydras, where Ian Hoke and everybody else is. So we're talking about the two town halls last night. Did you watch either one of them? And if you didn't watch, did you pick up on some of the things that were said? You know, I wish Joe Biden would answer the question about packing the court. I don't know why he doesn't answer that question. I don't know why President Trump is having a hard time denouncing QAnon. Absolutely the wackiest of conspiracy theories. And so he couldn't do that last night, if you're just tuning in. I love the way people try to spin facts, and you can do that. I mean, I guess it's human nature, but, you know, I'm here to talk about not only my impression of things and give you a chance to talk about your impression of things, but also to talk about the facts. TV ratings are not done by a phone survey. TV ratings are done by what you actually watch on TV. They know what you watch. It's connected to your television. I am shocked that Joe Biden beat President Trump in the ratings. It doesn't mean Joe Biden's going to beat him in the election, but it means that more people watched Joe Biden's town hall than Trump's town hall. And I don't know what Trump's reaction to this has been, if he's reacted yet, but this is not the kind of thing that sits well with President Trump. You know how upset he was when he lost the popular vote. Well, he lost in the ratings about the same amount as he lost the popular vote in 2016. And President Trump was on NBC, MSNBC, and one other affiliated channel as well. CNBC, okay. Combine all of those together. And it wasn't, it was close, but it wasn't as much as Joe Biden on ABC. So it's a fact. President Trump won the ratings battle. And again, I'm surprised that happened. If you watched one of the town hall meetings, you want to comment on that. If you want to comment on some of the things that you've heard about that, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and let's go to Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer, with a couple of your text messages.
In response to Ronald in New Orleans East's call at the top of last hour, somebody asked, is that John Kennedy in disguise?
No, it's not.
They kind of sound, it's got that folksy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's another. It says, why is it people refuse to believe that nobody is perfect? Whoever ends up in the White House will not be perfect. They will not do everything good. They will not do everything bad. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I don't like all of Biden's positions, such as taxes. And I don't like Trump tweeting with nonsense. No matter who I vote for, I know I will not get everything I want.
It's so true. And, you know, that brings me to another thought that occurred to me yesterday for the first time. There are so many people that are voting for Trump. But what do they say? Well, I don't like everything about him. Well, I don't like that he did that. I don't like that he said that. I don't like this. I don't like that. But I'm voting for him. Why don't they have the same respect for people who are voting for Biden who are saying the same thing? Oh, I don't like that he said this. I don't like that. You know, you don't have to like everything about a candidate to vote for a candidate. But once again, you know, we point out the hypocrisy of, you know, Trump supporters, many of them don't like everything about Trump, but they assume that anybody who votes for Biden likes everything about Biden. And that simply is not the case. Okay, Ian, let's do another one.
I'm listening on radio.com in Michigan. Great, love it. I'm a member of QAnon. I would love to talk about organization, but we are not allowed. I responded to this person. I said, interesting. We'd love to have you on. How come you aren't allowed? Their response, we took a passion promise, mistakenly reported as the oath. Media outlets are being monitored. Signal, which is a sublevel of the NSA, governed by the Maxwell School.
Really?
We're being monitored by the NSA.
Wow.
Do you think they have the radio.com app or something more sophisticated?
Wow. I don't know. But either way, they must be monitoring us. I think one of the reasons that QAnon doesn't talk is because it's a joke. I mean, it's a farce. It's clickbait. Somebody's making money on your gullibility. Anyway, I appreciate that somebody's tuned in on radio.com from Michigan or anywhere around the country. If you don't have the app, even for this area, it's good to stream the show on radio.com. Download the app, radio.com, and type in WWL, and you'll have this show wherever you, in the station, wherever you have your phone. I wrote a blog titled, If Trump or Biden Wins, Would You Feel Like Leaving America? Yeah, we've got two celebrities, Bruce Springsteen and Tommy Lee, drummer of Motley Crue, who have now said if Trump gets reelected, they are leaving. Well, Bruce Springsteen said he would consider leaving America. Tommy Lee says he's leaving the country if Trump wins. But, you know, we've been through this routine before, and it seems like nobody really ever leaves. But anyway, that is on our website at WWL.com. If you do want to join us this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And I remind you once again that if you're going to go out, if you're going to take advantage of more things opening up and the city of New Orleans moving into phase 3.2, wear a mask. You know, Chris Christie was a Trump insider. In fact, he was there helping Trump prepare for the debate against Joe Biden. And he now regrets not wearing a mask. He thought that because it was Trump's White House and the way Trump talks about masks and being tested, Chris Christie thought he didn't have to wear a mask. He was in, with ICU for 7 days. Look, he's kind of a big guy. I bet Chris Christie thought about the possibility of dying. And he almost died because he listened to Trump. He paid attention to Trump's rhetoric when it comes to not wearing a mask. And he regrets it today. So if you're going to go out, wear a mask. Let's see. Let's go to Covington. And Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
All right. Good. Whew, thanks. Hey, Steve in the park. You remember me? Remember the park?
Oh, yes, I do.
There you
of course
go.
I remember the park. Well, I don't remember everything about the park. This was a nightclub in the mid-80s. I don't remember everything, but I remember a lot of it.
You said that last time, Scoot. Okay, yeah. So at least you're consistent, right?
You do remember the VIP booth?
The VIP was the best. You know, I guess what went on stayed there, I guess. And glad I wasn't in there.
Right? Well, I'm glad I was.
You were, Scoot. Okay, you probably manned this VIP booth, but
I'm glad I was in there.
Couple of points, Scoot. And look, my buddy says, I hate Scoot. I said, what? Because he plays both sides? You know, if you want a straight talk show, you can just go hear Rush. But Scoot's job is to test both sides. So, yeah, I think you do a great job at it, Scoot.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Can I make a point?
Yes.
This guy that called about the military saying that they, you know, insinuating that they were going to, like, be the ones to make sure that you took it. That's not what the deal was. The military is going to be tasked to distribute the vaccine, not force you to take it. So I just wanted to clear the air on that, okay?
I'm glad you did. I mean, there are people who are looking for conspiracies when it comes to the government. And sometimes they're just not there.
You plant these seeds, you know? And I wanted to say this, and everybody's got to vote, you know? But Trump is the first president since Reagan really not to sell this country out for financial gain. And I know that's a whole nother show that you could do. But I wanted to say that. And what I told my wife last night, because of all this censoring that goes on, and look, everybody watches what they want to watch. But I said, why can't somebody come out like Google and Facebook and TikTok and all those social medias that, you know, that tend to shut you down if they don't like what you say? Why can't somebody come out with something like that that allows for freedom of expression, not to threaten people, but to have that type of dialogue? She said, well, what name would you give it? I said, call it Flip It. She said, that's a good name. I guess if somebody with money would say that, would do that.
Well, Steve, it's not that. I know it's uncomfortable when a media outlet censors what you say, but it's not that they're censoring things they don't like. They're censoring things that simply aren't true. For example, I think it was Twitter. I've got the story here somewhere. Twitter canceled 35 fake accounts that were fake accounts allegedly from Black Americans saying they were Black Americans voting for Trump. But it was all a farce. They determined that they weren't true. And so that was a false narrative. It doesn't mean that there were not Blacks voting for Trump, because there certainly are. But these particular accounts were fake accounts. And so, you know, I don't want to be, you know, when I go to a social media site, I'd like to know that they've done something to check the authenticity of some of the people who are saying things.
But let's also be fair. They have tried, since Trump's been in office, social media, news, 90% what they say is negative. And all that Russia hoax, none of that was ever proved. But yet, he never got good airtime, bad airtime. And I think that's
There were a lot of people, again, there were a lot of people close. I mean, you're right. I mean, he got good airtime on Fox News. But there were a lot of people close to the president who pleaded guilty. I mean, they admitted guilt in doing the wrong thing when it came to campaigning in the Russians or different things. And so there was enough evidence there for an investigation. I said this from the beginning. I think the Democrats were too aggressive. I think they were too zealot when they came to pursuing Trump, and it worked against them. But we did find out about a number of wrongdoers. And also, it could be, it's not that these sites are targeting Trump as much as Trump is saying things and retweeting things that deserve to be censored. And so that's a problem.
Well, I guess that goes both ways. And to be fair, and look, nothing against Biden, because Biden probably won't be the president for long. It's going to be Kamala. But, you know, they never gave anything to all this stuff that just got released in national news. Not one story.
Well, but they did. They did. It's been all over the news. Fox is pushing it. But Fox is, look, let's be honest. Fox is a branch of the Trump administration. They're literally, you know, for all the criticism of CNN and MSNBC using their networks to elect Barack Obama or to push for Hillary, and Hillary didn't win, Barack Obama did. But for all of the talk about the networks pushing and promoting these candidates, the way they push the candidates, it doesn't compare to the passion that Fox News puts behind promoting President Trump. So, you know, this is just part of the political landscape.
Yeah.
And all this stuff about Joe Biden and the computer and everything. Look, this has been, not the computer stuff. That's relatively new, I believe. But all this other stuff had been investigated. And I keep saying that, why would President Trump and Republicans let you down by not going after the Bidens? If there really is something there, Everybody should be mad at Trump and the Republicans, not mad at me or somebody who is not making a big deal about it, because the truth is this stuff was investigated before. They didn't find anything. It might have been unethical, but we know Trump has done unethical things. But they weren't necessarily illegal. As far as this computer's concerned, Rudy Giuliani has already changed his story to some degree, and they won't let an independent source verify it. So there's a lot of, all I'm saying is there are a lot of questions about the whole story, and it's been around for a while, and they didn't find anything. So is this a last-minute attempt out of desperation to somehow deface the Biden campaign? I don't know. Steve, I enjoyed our conversation. I'm glad you called. Post Malone this week was the big winner at the Billboard Music Awards. We played some Post Malone yesterday, and we're going to add this to our bumper music playlist. This is a Post Malone, Take What You Want. And look, this is the song he did with Ozzy Osbourne. This is not Post Malone. This is Ozzy. Did this with Ozzy and Travis Scott. And as I said yesterday, I'm really impressed with Post Malone. Just, I mean, again, his character defies the sense that you get when you look at his tattooed face. He's really kind of an amazing person. Somebody yesterday said Ian a text and wanted to know if thought that Post Malone wasn't a singer, but thought Post Malone was the new WWL-TV local weather expert. No, that is Peyton Malone. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I got to be honest with you, man. There are times that I think this show kicks ass. I'm Scoot. Friday afternoon. It is a free-for-all Friday. We're talking about the town hall meetings last night. We're also talking about a few other things. Jon Bon Jovi has once again reminded everybody, this was in an interview with British GQ magazine, that he will never, ever show his face in Buffalo, New York. Now, Jon Bon Jovi is liberal. And by the way, he was on Stephen Colbert one day last week. And, I think he looks great. I mean, he's let his hair go gray, just kind of that natural silver gray of somebody his age. And I think he looks great. It's kind of cool when performers just allow themselves to mature like that. And it reflects many of us who are maturing. So I thought that was great. But, I the only time I met Jon Bon Jovi was in the VIP room of a strip club in Denver. It was a nice one. It was a real nice one. And he was a very big supporter of John Kerry at the time, and enjoyed talking about that. So, look, he doesn't like President Trump, not only because he's liberal, but Jon Bon Jovi doesn't like President Trump because President Trump was part of a plan to somehow degrade Jon Bon Jovi to the people of Buffalo, New York, because in 2014, Jon Bon Jovi's investment firm was trying to buy the Buffalo Bills. President Trump was also interested in buying the team, so Trump started a smear campaign against Jon Bon Jovi, making the people of Buffalo believe that if Jon Bon Jovi buys the Bills, he's going to move them to Canada. And it was not true. So to this day, he's not happy with Buffalo or the President of the United States. What is the fastest fast food? What's the slowest? And even when there's a long line to drive through, do you still sit in that drive through line? We're going to talk about that coming up in the next hour, because it's interesting that according to a survey, the fast food restaurant that is in 10th place is also credited with being the most accurate. And is there any healthy fast food out there? Anyway, we'll talk about that in the next hour. Also, there's a new Bon Jovi song out. It's being done for frontline workers, and the new song is titled Do What You Can. So we're going to play that going into the break coming up. Let me get back to your calls from Waveland. Vance, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Hi, Steve. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
I have a couple of things. First of all, I would invite everyone who's listening to us to play for our country, please. A house divided cannot stand, yeah. And we need to bring love and brotherhood back to our nation. Okay,
it's a great thought.
That's the first
great thought.
And by the way, I don't have anybody to vote for. I don't like either one of them. But I'm going to vote against someone, and I'll just leave it like that.
Now, I want to remind you, Vance, that if you're in Waveland, you know, you do have another option. Kanye West is going to be on the ballot. Come on, I'm just pointing out an option for you.
I would like to vote for Ron Paul. Does that tell you anything about me?
It tells me a lot about you.
All right. I'm in my 70s and born in California. I grew up in Miami, and I came here from Padre Island 35 years ago. And I'm in my 70s, and I'm kind of middle of the road. And in most things, everything like that. Yeah. I just avoid any conflict, and I love people. I love people of all races and all kinds, and I think that we should recognize who we are and be proud of who we are.
Okay. Well, I love your first thought, Vance. I love the first thought of, you know, us recognizing how divided we are. And political passion is fun. The conflict over political passion is fun. It's fun on this show. It's entertaining. But we have gone over the line to where there's too much hate motivating the disagreement.
It's evil is what it is. Let's call it what it is. There is evil everywhere, and we need to replace that with good. And
I hope that
we have to do it one of us every day. Just try this, people out there. Do something good, something nice for somebody each and every day without expecting anything in return, and you'll feel good about it. And if we all do that, we can start changing.
Vance, it's a very nice thought. I appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening over in Waveland. Gary is on the road. Gary, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Okay, let's go to Jack in River Ridge. Jack, welcome to the show.
Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
First of all, I have to believe Chick-fil-A is got to be near the bottom of as far as fast, you know, as quick service.
Bingo, you're right.
Yeah, so it's awful. Look, that food's good, but it's not worth standing that line for. But look, the reason I called is the other day you were talking about people shouldn't get too excited about the polls either way, and I have a thought about that. I agree with you.
Okay.
And just riding around in River Ridge and Harahan. Now you know that area is going to probably go 80% for Trump, somewhere around there. But when you ride around, you don't see a lot of Trump signs. You see many more signs for the judgeship around there. Okay, so there's people that you know. Like I said, I expect, I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be overwhelmingly for Trump. But the signs don't reflect that.
No, I know that. I was just surprised at what I saw. You know, I went and had dinner with my sister at her house in Metairie, and I didn't see any Trump signs. And on this particular street, I saw a number of Biden-Harris signs, and it just surprised me because I wasn't expecting that in Metairie, and that is not a cross-section of Metairie or a cross-section of the greater New Orleans area. I found it interesting because I'm reporting what I saw, and it just shows that there are people even in Metairie who are going to vote for Biden.
Well, and then I don't think the pollsters are lying. I don't think they're in favor of Biden. I just question what people are telling them. I mean, all I can do is report what they're told.
I agree with you. I don't think it's the pollsters. I think it's what people are reporting. And I think people, even in 16 and again now, there are a lot of Trump supporters who do not want to admit even to a pollster on the phone that they're voting for Trump.
It's good. The other thing I wanted to talk about was it's kind of what you were just talking about with the last guy. Of course, we are divided. And I think the main problem is we're not dealing with the same facts. So it's going to be really hard, you know.
That's right.
Like, if you can't talk to people about the same facts, I don't know how you can ever get to a point where, you know, you're going to get along. It's not about politics.
Right. No, that's the problem.
And the people who accuse you of being anti-Biden, look, I agree with you. You're just trying to be anti-truth. And the fact is, you only report, and I'm not saying you should change the show. I'm not even suggesting anything like that. the fact is that you only go for the obvious stuff. The reality is nearly everybody that's worked for Trump has written a book being critical of him. The only ones who haven't are like the press secretaries. The generals that work for him. I mean, everybody. Nobody has a good thing to say about him. And you can't tell me that all of these people are just disgruntled employees. Okay? So the fact that people will call you and accuse you of that, you would have all that material to use if that's what you wanted to do, but you don't.
No, it's true. There are so many things that I don't focus on that would be anti-Trump that I could focus on every single day. And I don't do it. So, look, what makes me feel good, Jack, is that you appreciate that. And I know that there are others that appreciate that as well.
Hey, just one last thing and I'll get out.
Yeah.
I think it was the last caller. He was saying that Trump's not taking advantage of this country to improve his own stock.
Well, yeah.
You have to be kidding. Okay, first, yeah. Some of the Trump people, they love to say, oh, he's not taking a salary. Well, if you believe he's a billionaire, $400,000 is nothing. It takes $1 million to make a billion. So however many billion you think he has, it's a tax write-off if he's doing it at all. Yeah.
Exactly. What are the chances that if President Trump is not taking the salary, which he's not, it's about $400,000 a year for the president, I'm sure he's writing that off as a donation. So it's a write-off,
exactly.
And if I'm not mistaken, he made $400 million since he became president. His business has made $400 million, and he said he wasn't going to do that, that his businesses would not benefit from him being president, but they have.
You know, there was a writer, I believe it was from Forbes, which is not exactly a liberal rag. They're a financial magazine. I forget the writer's name, but he did a book on Trump, and he outlines the way that Trump, foreign countries are buying, space in Trump's properties in order to get influence. Okay, there's one country that has a whole floor rented out in one of the buildings in San Francisco, and they never use it.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. And some of that is not Trump's fault. Just because of his name and who he is, his businesses will just vicariously benefit from that. The question is, has he done anything on his own? Listen, Jack, I really appreciate the call, and you have a great weekend. So Jon Bon Jovi's got a new song out. A lot of people have new stuff out responding to the pandemic and everything we're going through in America. It's an honor to frontline workers. It's titled Do What You Can. And this is Jon Bon Jovi. Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland is doing this song with him. And Jennifer Nettles was also involved in that Bon Jovi hit, Who Says You Can't Go Back. So we'll go to break with the new Bon Jovi song, Do What You Can. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. And that cool front came through here. It is a very pleasant Friday. It's going to be a nice evening. And I think if with the city moving up to phase 3.2, there are going to be a lot of people out downtown and in the quarter this weekend. Just if you go out, I do hope that you make a decision to be safe. I'm Scoot. It is Free for All Friday on our show. Glad you're with us. Let's quickly go to senior studio producer Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Abortion is the key to this election. Democrats and Republicans can't find a middle ground between respecting life and respecting a woman's choice.
That's so true. In fact, this week, Stevie Nicks said something really profound. Stevie Nicks said that if she did not have an abortion, she doesn't believe Fleetwood Mac would have existed the way they did. Because she would have had a child and it would have changed everything. That's a really mind-boggling statement. Now, Fleetwood Mac existed before Stevie Nicks, but they got a lot bigger after Stevie Nicks joined them. Let's do another one again.
About the fast food. The Burger King on the West Bank Expressway in Harvey probably has a wall full of plaques for their speed of service, but truthfully, what they do is collect your money and have you drive into the empty parking spots in the parking lot so you can get off their timer. The food normally takes about 3 to 5 minutes per order to come out.
Interesting. We'll talk about fast food coming up in the next hour. Do you have one more?
Whenever you see a Biden sign, they are voting for him. All yards without any signs are a vote for Trump.
You know, maybe so. All I did was comment on what I saw. And I was surprised to see so many Biden signs to go see my sister. By the way, you know, I've never had Dickie's Barbecue. And my sister said, what do you want me to go pick up? And I hadn't seen my sister in a while, so it was really nice to visit with her. I said, go get some Dickie's. Man, that is good stuff. In fact, I just during the news break, I left my studio here in my apartment and went out to the kitchen in my apartment right over there and finished up the leftovers. Man, that Dickie's Barbecue, I mean, that was awesome stuff. From New Orleans, Troy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, what'd you say, Scoop?
Hey, Troy.
Look, man, let me tell you something. I never heard anybody say anything about this here, but they ain't stopped breaking windows, not in the Walmart parking lot, breaking glass windows.
In the Walmart parking lot? Where?
Walmart parking lot on Bullard and Shelf. Both of the Walmarts in New Orleans East.
Wow. That's a damn shame. I mean, that's a damn shame.
Go out to their parking lot. You can go out to their parking lot anytime and see all of the glass on the ground.
Maybe they got to beef up security and catch those little bastards.
You need to do something. Walmart ain't saying nothing about it, though.
Well, I guess they don't want you to know. You know, you know, that's just such a, you know, that's just, it's such a reflection. Troy, I appreciate you bringing that up. That, you know, that's such a reflection of a mentality in America. You know, I'm just gonna break into your car and take whatever I can. And I really think that sometimes there's satisfaction in just breaking the windows. Because whoever's doing that, they probably see that on the news. And it gives them a sense of power to know that they have threatened or terrorized a community. And what about Gail Benson's Mercedes almost being carjacked? She was in it. I would have thought that somebody like Gail Benson would never be alone to the point where that could have ever happened. I mean, she's worth too much money. I just can't believe that she was alone to that point. But, I mean, give her credit. She told the guy to get out, and he did. So she obviously had a very forceful way of telling the guy to get out of the car because he got out of the car, and she's okay. In New Orleans, JR, you're on WWL.
Scoot, what's up, man? Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Honestly, I just wanted to come on and say, tell people, you know, don't be afraid to vote third party, man. I know people love saying that if you vote third party, you just, you know, wasted your vote. But I believe the bigger tragedy and the biggest lie is that you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. Like, that's literally a fallacy. There are more.
Somebody just sent me a list of the 13 candidates that are on the ballot.
You know,
Joe Biden,
Donald Trump,
and
no matter,
Kanye West, and others.
You know, Scoot, no matter if you're, like, listen to people on the show, no matter if you're Republican or Democrat, everybody seems disgruntled with politics today. However, they continue to vote only for Democrats and Republicans. And wonder why things haven't changed. Well, I mean, that's the definition of insanity right there.
I agree. You know, one of the things that may change that is a younger generation. It may take a younger generation to finally show such contempt for the two parties that a third party candidate is going to start to get more attention. I don't think it's going to happen as long as there are enough baby boomers around, but baby boomers no longer make up the largest segment of the population. It's now millennials. And between Gen X and millennials, they share a lot in common in terms of their contempt for baby boomers. It's going to be interesting to see where this country does end up.
I agree. I feel like the younger generation, that's probably me too, is like just a little more open-minded, you know? Yeah. And just to go off on a little divergent, sorry, but like I even wrote a paper in college around this. In the 2010 gubernatorial race, it was shown that both the Republicans and the Democrats shared 50 of their top 100 donors. They got money from the same exact people. 50 of the top 100. Just let that settle in and think about who they really care about. What side are they really on?
You know, it goes to show you that they're hedging their bets. You know, I mean, they want to have donated to both because one's going to win, and they want to make sure that they're covered because when they donate, and this also points out, JR, to the reality that when people donate, when they make big donations to campaigns, when they're strong supporters, they expect something in return.
Yeah. You're not going to pay for something if you're not going to get something in return. Yeah.
That's right.
And it just goes to show you that these parties, I mean, maybe at one point they were completely separate, but they really became two heads of the same monster, you know? Like,
boy,
at the end of the day, you're voting Republican or Democrat, and people really believe that's the only choices you have. They're winning. They're literally winning, you know? I mean, Donald Trump is a perfect example of this because if you remember in 2015, 2016, the Republican Party did not like Donald Trump. They did not
like
him at all. They only backed him the moment he actually won the primary. And to me, that's just a sign and a reflection that the people – We don't like the parties anymore, you know?
Right, and the other irony is, JR, listen, I'm glad you called the show, and I'm proud to have you listening. The other irony is that it was the liberal media that gave Donald Trump so much attention that was not reflective of his standing in the polls. The liberal media gave him so much attention that it elevated him to the point where he ended up being the nominee. So it's interesting how the liberal media actually put him in that position. It's Free for All Friday, and on our show this week, we talked about the NFL and their celebration of National Coming Out Day. The NFL celebrated National Coming Out Day last Sunday, and they're encouraging players who are gay to come out and openly play. Had a great conversation with Zach Strief, former Saints offensive lineman and play-by-play announcer for WWL and the Saints. And Zach Strief said he thinks the locker rooms are ready for it. Are you? Hey, I am. We'll be back on WWL. All right, it is a Free For All Friday on the show. We continue into the next hour, and we'll add to the conversation some talk about fast food. And it's interesting, the fast food outlet that has the slowest service also has the most accurate service. I mean, don't you get frustrated when you get your order and it's not right? Because then you got to stop and you got to go in. Look, whenever I see a long line, I'm more prone to just, you know, go in. And have you noticed that if you're in a go-through line, a drive-through line, if you're behind a van with an adult and kids, you're going to be in drive-through hell for a while because it's a mess. It's a mess. Anyway, we'll have fun talking about that. And, you know, look, what's your favorite fast food? And is there any healthy fast food? I tend not to eat fast food because it's not, look, again, I eat stuff that's not good for me. I'm far from perfect, but I try to eat well. Is there any good, healthy fast food? Also, Tommy Lee and Ted Nugent are going at each other. We'll tell you about that when we come back. I'm Scoot. This is WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.